Good morning and happy Mother's Day. Welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. And as always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we consciously come into communion with the source of all that is, the ground of our being, the absolute mystery, that which is beyond all the names and labels that we choose to name and call him, her, it, the divine beloved Mother, Father, God. I'd like to wish all the mothers, the mothering influences, the mother figures, the grandmothers, all of these wonderful women a very blessed and happy Mother's Day. It's too important an occasion for me to skip over it because we are doing the 12 laws. So I'm going to include our today's service parts for the mothers. So we're continuing with the laws of the universe. Today is the 10th law, the law of rhythm. And the law of rhythm states that everything is cyclical and change is always just around the corner. This law is the process of moving in and out of various phases in life, or experiencing seasons of change. Last week we studied the law of relativity, which represents the need to be challenged. And this law of rhythm, is about timing and when these challenges phases come to our lives, how we move in and out of it. It's a beautiful orchestration of this dance that we see through life as we fade in and out of seasons. I think we can all agree and trust that the winter season is coming to an end. Certainly my magnolia tree is coming into full bloom. The camellias have been abundant. The snowdrops have been pushing through. We can see these changes throughout nature, and many of us were seeing the changes within our physical form. When you think about our bodies, there are so many different rhythms and pulses that are happening. Just think about our breathing, the inhalation, exhalation. Think about our heart beating. Think about a woman's monthly cycle. Think about what's happening in our world with economies peaking and crashing. Think about the waves as they come to and fro and ebbing in and out. You see, our world is a constant and in a constant state of moving. You know, the tragic earthquakes that happened in Turkey and Syria, the cyclones happening across Malawi, the constant changes in the weather, constant changes in everything. And everything is vibrating to certain rhythms. And these rhythms establish the seasons, the cycles, the stages of development and the patterns. And each cycle reflects the regularity of God's universe. Those that have developed themselves, whether you want to call them masters or enlightened ones, they know how to rise above the negative parts of a cycle by adhering to, I guess, what the Buddha would say is the middle way. We know that Buddha was a prince, lived in the palaces, experienced nothing but the grandest and the richest that life afforded for being the son of the king and the queen. Until he decided that he wanted to step outside of the palace and see what else there was. When the king found out, he quickly had to people go and remove all the beggars and the sick people, so he only saw prettiness and beauty, didn't see ill. And these are the very things that happen to all of us in this life. Eventually Buddha did escape and see that the world was full of suffering. And he took to a different path. He went from complete riches to complete poverty, to great aesthetics where he barely ate. It was nothing but skin and bone. And in a moment of realization, as he saw a young girl being taught a particular instrument, if it was too tight, the strings were too tight, it would break, it would burst. And if it was too slack, it couldn't play. And it came to him that it is the middle way. It is the middle way of life. And this, I think, is one of the beauties of when we look at the laws of the cosmos and the laws of the rhythm. The laws of rhythm, you have the pendulum of life swinging between the polarities of whatever the experience. So you could have the pendulum swinging from sadness to happiness, to hurt to joy, from rich to poor. And it's the masters that realize that not to go to either extreme, to stay in the middle way, to stay balanced, to stay unmoved by either extreme is the way to handle the various rhythms, seasons, cycles of life. Everything is waxing and waning, coming in and coming out. And George Leonard describes this as at the heart of each of us, whatever our imperfections, there exists a silent pulse of perfect rhythm, a complex of waveforms and resonances, which is absolutely individual and unique, and yet which connects us to everything in the universe. This rhythm, this pulsating rhythm of life that is at the very heart of our being, unifies and connects us to everything else that is in creation. Nothing is still. The three initiates says nothing stands still. Everything is being born, growing, dying. The very instant a thing reaches its height, it begins to decline. The law of rhythm is in constant operation. None of us are outside the laws of rhythm. Every one of us is a part of it. I love the quote that I shared with you yesterday from Olympia Dukakis, who said the rhythm of life runs in cycles. There are times in the darkness and times in the light. The energy of life is like the rainforest in Borneo. Things live, grow, die, fall to the forest floor, rot, and then they are born again. This morning, the daily practice, which I'm yet to share with you, said, and just like the moon, you shall go through phases of light, of dark, and everything in between. And though you may not always appear with the same brightness, you are always, always whole. My loves, we are to embrace the rhythms, the cycles, the seasons. To know that whatever it is we are facing, it is only for a time. Nothing is permanent in this life. Everything waxes and wanes, ebbs and flows. The good times, the bad times, the happy times, the sad times. My sacred text, I had to share this, of course, from Ecclesiastes. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter or purpose under heaven. A time to born, to be born, and a time to die. A time to paint and plant, and to time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Daniel 2:21 says, He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Psalm 104:19, He made the moon to mark the seasons and the sun to know when to go down. From the I Ching, Confucianism, Great Commentary 2:5-2:3 says, When the sun goes, the moon comes. The moon goes, the sun comes. Sun and moon alternate, thus light comes into existence. When cold goes, heat comes. When heat goes, cold comes. Cold and heat alternate. And thus the year completes itself. The past contracts, the future expands. Contraction and expansion act upon each other. Hereby arises that which furthers. And from the text, the Kabbalion, everything flows out and in. Everything has its tides. All things rise and fall. The pendulum swing manifests in everything. The measure of the swing to the right is the measure of the swing to the left. Rhythm compensates. See, the Kabbalion, all these texts are referring to this principle which embodies truth. That everything that is manifested, a measured motion to and fro, a flow and inflow, a swing backward and forward, this pendulum-like movement, ebbing and flowing, high tide and low tide, each between the two poles, in accordance with the principle of polarity. There is always action and reaction, advance and retreat, rising and sinking. This is in the affairs of the universe, suns and worlds, men and animals, mind, energy and matter. This law is manifest in creation and destruction. The rise and the fall of nations, in the life of all things, and finally in the mental states of man. The Hermetists have grasped this principle, finding its universal application, and have also discovered certain means with which to overcome its effects in themselves. By the use of the appropriate formulas and methods, they apply the mental law of neutralization. They cannot annul the principle of cause. Of course, it cannot cease its operation. but they've learned how to escape the effects upon themselves and to a certain degree depending upon their mastery. And as I said before, it says the Buddha would say is to find the middle way, to not go to the extreme. They have learned to neutralize being affected by one pole or the other, to stay in the middle, or to resist allowing the pendulum to swing too much one way and then too much back the other way. Because you know that a pendulum has to swing equally to the left as it does to the right. It doesn't swing all the way up to the left and only partially to the right. It swings both ways. So it's to, in order to apply this, how the hermetics used to, is to understand that this life that we are all traversing through, we are going to experience a certain amount of pleasure, a certain amount of pain. And always, according to them, whatever the amount of pleasure is, we'll experience the same amount of pain. So how do we work with this law of rhythm rather than fight it, resist it, or challenge it, or feel victimized by it? When you start to experience the pendulum swinging, that is the time to recognize you're in control. That before you allow it to swing too far one way, knowing that it will swing back equally in same measure the other way, learn to try and balance yourself and manage how you are thinking and being and feeling in whatever that experience is. It doesn't matter whether it's your health or your finances or your relationships. When you feel this law of rhythm starting to move, don't become fearful or discouraged if it's moving in the direction opposite to what you want. Know that you are one with the infinite intelligence, the divine mind, and allow yourself to focus on that and allow the pendulum to swing back in the other direction in proportion. Keep your thoughts focused on the outcome irrespective of whatever is happening. We know that we have the power to see, to visualize, and hold in consciousness that which we want as opposed to that which we don't want. And it's very easy for us to be misguided and diverted from holding true to that, because whenever appearances happen in our life, they tend to have a greater hold on us than knowing the truth, applying the truth, trusting the truth. The other day, my fingers started to ache, one in particular. The ego took me to the first thought of, oh my God, is this arthritis? Now I know truth. I must apply truth. I must trust truth. I affirmed all that I know about my physical form, that it is an expression of the divine, that God in me is health and wholeness, that arthritis is not a thing of God, therefore it's not a thing of me. But I saw how quickly and easily the pendulum was swinging into that season of this is aging, this is what it must be like, this is what I must expect. To quickly bring it back to the middle way of what health and wholeness is, what I am truly believing for myself. We have to seek to rise above the law of rhythm as much as we can, to allow our inner world to become so focused and peaceful and centered on God that it's a reflection in our outer world, so that we can avoid the extremes of the pendulum swinging one way too far to the left or the other way too far to the right. When we can maintain this balance, we'll have less and less to correct. This doesn't mean that we're just going to be striving for mediocrity. No. But it means we're seeking a balance with this law. When we can know, and we have all experienced the mental extremes, we know therefore that we don't want to be in either extreme joy or an extreme sadness, but be balanced, to feel at peace. My story that I want to share with you is a parable of motherhood. It was written for the Good Housekeeping magazine in 1933. A young mother set her foot on the path of life. "Is the way long?" she asked, and her guide said, "Yes, and the way is hard, and you will be old before you reach the end of it. But the end will be better than the beginning." But the mother was happy, and she would not believe that anything could be better than those years. So she played with her children and gathered flowers for them along the road, and bathed with her children in the clear stream, and the sun shone on them, and life was good. And the young mother cried, "Nothing will ever be better than this." Then night came and storm, and the path was dark, and the children shook with fear and cold, and the mother drew them close and covered them with her mantle. And the children said, "Oh, mother, we are not afraid, for you are near, and no harm can come." And the mother said, "This is better than the brightness of days, for I have taught my children courage." And the morning came, and there was a hill ahead, and the children climbed and grew weary. But at all times she said to the children, "A little patience, and we are there." So the children climbed, and when they reached the top, they said, "We could never have done this without you, mother." And the mother, when she had laid down that night, looked up to the stars and said, "This is a better day than the last, for my children have learned fortitude in the face of hardness. Yesterday I gave them courage, today I have given them strength." And the next day came strange clouds, which darkened the earth, clouds of war and hate and evil. And the children groped and stumbled, and the mother said, "Look, lift up your head to the light." And the children looked and saw above the clouds an everlasting glory, and it guided them and brought them beyond the darkness. And that night the mother said, "This is the best day of all, for I've shown my children God." And the days went on, and the weeks, and the months, and the years, and the mother grew old and suffered, and was little and bent. But her children were tall and strong and walked with courage, and when the way was rough, they lifted her, for she was as light as a feather. And at last they came to a hill, and beyond the hill they could see a shining road with the golden gates swung wide. And the mother said, "I have reached the end of my journey, and now I know that the end is better than the beginning, for my children can walk alone and their children after them." And the children said, "You will always walk with us, mother, even when you have gone through the gates." And they looked and watched her as she went alone, and the gates closed after her. And they said, "We cannot see her, but she is with us. A mother like ours is more than a memory. She is a living presence." That was written by Temple Bailey in honor of mothers. I wanted to share that, but I think it demonstrates perfectly the rhythm of life, the cycles of life, the seasons of life. My poem that I would like to share is entitled "A Mother's Love." There are times when only a mother's love can understand our tears, can soothe our disappointments, and calm all our fears. There are times when only a mother's love can share the joy we feel, when something we've dreamed about quite suddenly is real. There are times when only a mother's faith can help us on life's way and inspire in us the confidence we need from day to day. For a mother's heart and a mother's faith and a mother's steadfast love were fashioned by the angels and sent from God above. The author is unknown with that. My science of mind reading that I would like to share is entitled The Good in the Bad. The first quote comes from Emma Curtis Hopkins, who says, "You must not tie to an idea of anything being bad." The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, A Creative Mind. "Nothing in itself is either good or bad. All things exist in mind as a potentiality." The author quotes and writes, "When a bully was hitting 7-year-old Pierce, his parents enrolled him in karate lessons. The next time the bully came after him, Pierce quickly put an end to it. However, he didn't end his karate lessons. Just a few months into his classes, the instructors encouraged his parents to take him to a national competition. Pierce won. This is possibly a thing that I could be good at, thought Pierce. He continued his training and competed in several national and international competitions. Most recently, he distinguished himself as second in the world at the championships in Slovakia. Now at 15, he instructs others, a job he finds extremely rewarding. In addition, he gained discipline, focus, self-confidence, and acute time management skills. What started out as a defensive mechanism has given Pierce the opportunity and has opened up this world for us," his mother says. The lesson here is that while an experience may appear bad, there is good to be had in it. Dr. Petra Rold writes, "We can always take a good from We can always take good from every experience. We can always declare that good must come of this, and it will. Pierce might never have discovered his athletic talent or all the other benefits of his karate training had it not been for that bully. When you have a bad experience, choose to find the hidden good within it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain." So if you haven't already closed your eyes, I invite you to go within for our morning's meditation and reflection. As we are aware of the rhythm of our breath, the ebbing and flow, the inflowing, the outflowing. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be conscious as we tune into this rhythm of the breath. And we take the next 3 breaths of this incredible, pulsating, silent life that is in us, through us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly.
the third and final time, you know. Hold. Gently, slowly. We continue with our meditations from Anatomes 365, Signs of Mind. In the Lord put I my trust, Psalm 11:1. The kingdom of heaven is at hand and is within me. Affirm. I am in constant contact with the indwelling spirit. I am renewed, guided, and led hour by hour by the almighty power of omnipresent love. I keep my vision focused on the indwelling harmony. I contemplate perfection within me. Perfection manifests in my outer life. There is one life in and through all. I consciously unify myself with my source in spirit. I look within and behold the presence of God. This presence of God, which is the perfection within me, reflects itself as perfection in my experience. I manifest that which I am. I am perfect in every part and harmonious in every action. All power is given unto me from on high. Knowing this, I am strong with the strength of the all-vitalizing power of the universe. I am sustained and healed by a divine stream of spirit energy which flows through me as radiant health and vitality. Every cell of my being responds to this spiritual flow. I stand revealed as the perfect child of the perfect Father. Take a deep breath in as you allow this morning's reflection to resonate within your being, that you are the perfect child of the perfect Father. Take another deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. And on this Mother's Day, let us hold in our hearts all mothers everywhere in the world, the moms who are struggling, and those that are filled with incandescent joy, to the moms who are remembering children that have died and pregnancies that have miscarried, to the moms who decided their other parents were the best choice for their babies, to the moms who adopted those kids and loved them fiercely, to the moms who are experiencing frustration or desperation in infertility, to those who knew they never wanted kids and the ways they have contributed and shared to our world, to those who mothered colleagues, mentees, neighborhood kids, and anyone who needed it, to those remembering moms who are no longer with us, to those moving forward from moms who did not show love or hurt those they should have cared for. Today, as we honor moms and mothers and mothering figures, let us honor and remember the unyielding love and care for those that showed and expressed motherhood in whatever ways, in whatever shape or form that feels right for you. Mother, Father, God, as we come into your presence, consciously honoring all mothers and honoring the tenth law of rhythm, let us recognize and realize all those mothers we just named. Let us remember and realize what they sacrificed and gave up for us, all the many ways in which they labored and loved us, all the many ways they thought and taught us and showed us how to grow into becoming the people we are now. Even those mothers that were less than loving or kind taught us something. Mother, Father, God, we offer a special blessing upon mothers this morning. So this blessing continue throughout their lives. This blessing of health, this blessing of peace, this blessing of wholeness, this blessing of joy be upon all mothers, wherever they may be in this world, whether they are celebrating Mother's Day today or they celebrate it later on in the year, for all that they have struggled with, struggling with, and have overcome. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings for them. Truly it is the mothers that help keep this world, that help sustain this world, that help this world continue. Mother, Father, God, as we step into this tenth law of rhythm, this law of cyclical changes, let us recognize that everything that comes to us to remember to stay in the middle way, to allow the inflow and outflow of whatever it is, and not allow the pendulum to swing too far to the left or to the right, to be balanced in you, and whatever the appearance is, to keep our mind upon you always. For you center us, you ground us, you keep us in that middle way. Mother, Father, God, all of these laws that we have been looking deeper into are ways of truly knowing and expressing the life that you gave us. They are here to help grow us, to strengthen us, to embolden us. Just as the mother in the story emboldened her children, through these laws we are being emboldened to live and express as the perfect child of the perfect Father. Mother, Father, God, on this Mother's Day, as we ask blessings upon mothers, I ask blessings on all those that are listening now on the phone, all those that are listening later, all those who may not even know of the Sunday Soul, I ask blessings for them, that their rhythm of life may be one where they are centered and grounded in you, embracing the challenges, the seasons, the cycles of life. As always, Mother, Father, God, we hold our world in our hearts for all that is happening across our globe. We ask for blessings for every sentient being, the winged, the finned, the hoofed, the two-legged, the four-legged. Blessings upon blessings for our world, Mother, Father, God. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal peace, we are ever grateful. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms opened, and affirm. I am continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrist, and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's Science of Mind affirmation and Buddhist reflection. Repeat after me. I know that God.
I know that God. God
is all there is.
Is all there is.
And that everything.
And that everything
is God.
Is God.
I turn to this truth.
I turn to this truth.
When I have.
When I have.
A bad experience.
A bad experience.
Choosing to see God.
Choosing to see God.
And therefore good in it.
And therefore good in it.
Our Buddhist reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word or deed.
In thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
And our prayer of intention, excuse me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God, within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God, within and without.
I am the love of God, within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination, our roomy thought for this week. We are born of love. Love is our mother. And my closing benediction. On this special day set aside to honor mothers, we ask for a special blessing from the divine be showered on each and every one of them. May each mother's prayers be granted, and may all the work of our hands not be forgotten in your sight. Let her example to her children be a guiding force in their lives, and may they always remember her countless sacrifices. And may wisdom be passed down to the next generation of mothers. May the blessing of the divine be an especially bright benediction upon mothers everywhere on our blessed Mothering Sunday. So my beloved, as we come towards the end of our Sunday soul connection, I wish those of you that are celebrating with your mothers, be they present or be they with the Lord, a very happy Mother's Day. Also for our dear friends Bedelia and Richard who are joining us from Spain this morning, I wish you a very happy and enjoyable holiday. So my closing song, as we continue with Fearless Soul, is entitled Only a Season. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A bad day isn't a bad life. It's okay. It took just right. When you feel like fighting the world and nothing going right, remind yourself it'll be alright. One day you will look back and see all that you've grown, how far you have traveled through each and every storm. This is only a season. It won't rain forever. It's only a moment. Thank you.
love that. Fearless soul and only season. Beloved, whatever you're doing today, I wish you a very happy Sunday. Peace and blessings.